Well, you probably got dubbed it at some stage early in life, or maybe later. You're a maths person, or an arts person, or an English person, or a sciencey person. I mean, how often were you dubbed, or did you dub yourself? And how much did it restrict your understanding of what you could achieve, what you wanted to do for a job? These are clearly labels which don't necessarily help. That much is true. And when it comes to the way these big areas and interests in life can merge and complement each other, our next guest is big on prosecuting the idea, on spreading the message that you can be a bit of all. And whatever you end up doing in life, it doesn't mean you don't have an appreciation of and love of things like science and tech, just because you work in accountancy or because you do. Claire Harris is an entrepreneur and founder of Innovate Communicate, a feature of the forthcoming Science Week. So we'll have a word with Claire, or a few in fact, and explain and hear from her explain why we need to get out of that mindset that you are a science or a maths or an arts or an English or a tradie kind of person. You can be all that and more.
Ungarali Majinu, Adam Shirley, ABC Radio, Canberra Origin.
Claire teamed up and has teamed up with a number of Canberra women, particularly who have a science and art background, for a range of upcoming events during National Science Week. Claire Harris, given your background and the variety of different roles that you've been passionate about, it's good to get your thoughts on this morning. Thank you for being with us on Mornings Today.
Oh, thank you very much. Great to be here.
Were you the arts or the science or the maths or the tradie or the English person when you were growing up?
Well, I don't think I was the tradie, but a mix of all things. Art was actually my best subject at school, at high school. But I went on to study science at university. So I guess I tried to carry some of that along with me.
Do you come across a lot of people in your work and in the way that you host events or talk about things like science and tech? Do you come across people going, oh, it's just not for me, I don't have a brain for it?
Yes. And unfortunately, a lot of the research shows that that view of yourself can be formed in childhood. And so you might actually get the impression from someone around you, or maybe you struggle a little bit in one particular subject and you think, oh, I'm no good at this. And so I actually meet a lot of people who say, for example, they're not good at math. And yet we can learn maths in lots of different ways and apply maths in lots of different ways.
It's nearly too fashionable thing. Well, at least it was for a while there. With the science background that I have, it was as if it was something someone said self-deprecating, but in a way that made them part of an in crowd. I mean, why do you think those sorts of stereotypes still persist and still are pervasive in lots of ways?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not an expert on that in particular, but I think there is an element of tribalism and how people identify with certain things in life, and also our value systems. So what are the beliefs that we have about scientific information or scientists? Who do we trust in organisations? And things like that can start us to, attract or be with other people that are similar to us and have similar views to us.
So in that way, what's been the power you've seen in promoting and talking about the way science and art and other disciplines merge, and in fact how much better they are when they do cross over and when people are happy to admit that they like it or take a further interest in it?
I think the main thing that I've seen is that actually creativity and innovation and open-mindedness is something that can be applied across every field. And so you see with people that are able to bring to the fore all of their interests, their passions, their ideas, their different ways of thinking, when we can actually have that diversity within a workplace or within a team, there's better results from that. And people actually feel more, I guess, alive and accepted in their workplace because they have these different facets of either their hobbies and things, but also just the way that they think.
Science, technology, engineering, and maths, it's become a bit of a buzz phrase STEM because there is a real need for more talented women and men of a younger and older age to get involved in a variety of different jobs or streams of work. What are some of the jobs that are actually included in the category which will really count, which, as far as you can see, will make a big difference to improving life?
Well, we know that health is one area that a lot of people have a focus on. It's actually, there was a recent survey done about what people care about with science, and health comes to the top in Australia. And that makes sense given what we've all been through in the last couple of years with the COVID-19 pandemic. So health is one area where there is a lot of, technology development and everything from new pharmaceutical products and vaccines and things like that, but also just the way that we manage health information and data, for example. And there are some great innovations coming out of Canberra. So there's one, AuraBox, people might want to check that out. That's just looking at how patients can access their x-rays and other records.
Mm-hmm.
So there's health is definitely a growing area. Of course, defence is huge. So the Australian government's investing a lot in defence capability, and we've got shipbuilding programs and other things like that. So those areas for sure. And then I guess just technology in general. So everything from software development to marketing tech, all these areas are still in demand.
How do you?
And of course, I would just add as well, just environmental sort of, looking at how we're tackling the climate change problem and how we manage our environment and everything as well. They're growing areas too.
I think about this crossover, and I have had it put to me, and quite convincingly actually, that things like environmental protection and reducing climate change impacts is partly about defence. In fact, environmental defence becomes a broader issue for defence of the country and the world too. Is that also something that is starting to come through in the thinking and maybe the argument for stronger science and more leadership in it?
I'm not really close to that discussion so much. Although I have seen, there are experts in the field that make the point that when you have environments that are under stress, and you have populations that are therefore under stress, human populations, they're not able to access food and things like that. That's where, we lead to a decrease in peace and prosperity.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's definitely a link there. I hope that we take that seriously.
You're hearing from Claire Harris, entrepreneur and founder of Innovate Communicate. She's involved with and helping coordinate a number of really interesting events during National Science Week, specifically on the 17th through to the 21st of August. And it's such an important part of your life and mine, regardless of whether you're a practitioner of science or not. Through some of those events and demonstrations, Claire Harris, I mean, how much do they provide the opportunity for someone not in these fields to at least appreciate how increasingly important this work and these disciplines are, or perhaps to be inspired to get involved with them?
I might talk a little bit about National Science Week just in general. It's actually one of Australia's largest festivals, and over 1 million people go every year. And there's more than 1,000 events. And in Canberra, I checked the website this morning, there's 47 events, I think it is, and there's over 100 online events that people can access. And I really invite people to go to that website and have a look around, because the diversity, the interesting things that people are bringing to National Science Week, it covers everything. There's events. So even in Canberra, there's Science in the Pub, for example. The committee, the ACT Committee for National Science Week, are running a whole heap of science pop-up events through all the shopping centres in Canberra. So there's things like that. Further afield across Australia, there's everything from, looking at stained glass windows and drinking wine to getting out there and doing citizen science and collecting information on dolphins. So there's just, there'll be something there for you, I'm sure.
And is the accessibility the key there, as far as people feeling like, whether they've got a semester of science at uni under their belt, none at all, but the accessibility to be interested in and see how to fix their lives, the key?
Yeah, definitely. Accessibility and being curious as well. I mean, humans are curious creatures, and that's what it's about. It's really about thinking, you know, looking at the world around you and thinking, oh, you know, what can I learn here, or what could I do better, or, you know, how could I help this group who wants to save, you know, this particular species or whatever it is. I think it's about just engaging with, you know, your interests and following that. And that's a message that, you know, me and the other people involved in the Canberra Women of Science and Art events want to get out, is that if you have a child who's interested in something, you know, let them follow that curiosity. And, you know, it's highly likely that there's a group or an organisation or something online where, you know, you can send them and they can follow that curiosity and they can get inspired and they can do things that you would never have dreamed possible. So don't worry if, you know, as a parent, you don't know what they're talking about. They're telling you about, you know, quantum physics or something and you think, oh gosh, I'm out of my depth here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, encourage them and see where they can take it.
It's a pretty wonderful positive mindset to take into that. And just touching finally on the Women of Science and Art showcases, with four women in particular, how does that show a greater possibility, a greater involvement for all sorts of women, maybe, if they attend or if they follow along?
Yeah, I think we do actually have a man involved. So we do have a man MC, which is Dr. Phil Dooley, who's you know, a bit of an institution around Canberra. He does a lot of amazing entertainment, you know, things, and he runs his own business as well. But I think, you know, the other women, so Katie Vidal, Dr. Chloe Lim, and Naomi Duckworth, they're all from such different areas. So Katie's in education. Chloe works in the government, but she's a molecular biologist, and she's also an author and a balloon artist. Naomi is an engineer with the Department of Defense. So, you know, these women have really interesting career paths. They've come from different backgrounds. You know, they've been inspired by different people in their lives, and they've jumped in and out of their careers as well, and they've changed direction too. So I think it's about showing that, you know, there is no one-size-fits-all for a wacky artist or for a scientist in a lab coat. And, you know, many times we ask people that come to events to stop and think. So close your eyes and think of a scientist. Think of an engineer. What's the visual that you see?
Yeah,
Do you think of a middle-aged man, you know, in that white lab coat, for example? So I think these events and, you know, others around that talk about women in STEM, it really is just showcasing these, you know, incredible people that are doing all sorts of different things, and you just never know where you can land. I once spoke to a woman who was terrible at maths at high school, and yet now she's an animation rigger, which means that she creates 3D animation characters, and she uses maths every day.
There's so many possibilities, as you say, Claire Harris. That's the beauty of it. And it comes alive as part of Science Week. Look, thank you for that insight into the broader issues as well of bringing people to this, whether they think they're a part of it or not, they likely will be. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
Claire Harris, entrepreneur, founder of Innovate, Communicate, and for the full run of what you can get involved with at National Science Week, go to scienceweek.net.au. There are plenty of things happening in Canberra, as you heard Claire explain. I'm harking back a little bit to the 80s. Yeah, I've played it a couple of times through the years, but it holds up well nowadays. This is Burn For You by INXS.